USA News. I'm Dave Collins. There's been an explosion and now a fire at a refinery near Houston. Two people were hurt at the Shell plant in Deer Park, which has been evacuated. It's unclear what caused the blast, which is sending huge plumes of black smoke into the sky. Deer Park is just to the east of Houston. Demonstrators are demanding the Manhattan District Attorney press charges against the man accused of using a deadly chokehold on a mentally disturbed man on a New York City subway. MTA CEO Jan O'Lieber spoke about the incident for the first time.
The video is really troubling and upsetting.
A grand jury could get the case next week. A former Marine who put Jordan Neely in a chokehold reportedly told detectives he was not trying to kill Neely, but only trying to hold him for officers. He and witnesses say Neely was acting out, causing a sense of fear among subway riders. Wall Street is closing sharply higher to end the week. Stocks rallied as regional bank shares climbed and Apple posted better than expected quarterly earnings. Markets extended gains in late trading despite a hotter than expected April jobs report. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 546 points to 33,674. The S&P 500 added 75 points to 4,136, and the NASDAQ jumped 269 points to 12,235. The head of Homeland Security is on the southern border meeting the Customs and Border Patrol agents in Texas ahead of next week's end of Title 42.
The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there is an agreement to surge resources to several Central American nations as a way to prevent people from making the journey north. Mexico, he says, is also agreeing to put troops on their southern border. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
Police near Washington, D.C. are looking for three teenagers who tried to kill a 14-year-old boy on a school bus earlier this week. Police say it happened Monday afternoon in Prince George's County, Maryland, when three masked teens jumped on the bus. One of them pointed a gun at the boy's head and pulled the trigger three times. When the gun didn't fire, the teens beat the boy before running off. Someone who worked for Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort is now working with the feds on the classified documents case.
The New York Times describes the individual as an insider witness cooperating on the sly as Jack Smith's team investigates how the former president handled the classified material. Federal prosecutors are issuing new subpoenas now as the probe intensifies into whether Trump knowingly hid materials. It's believed this witness provided investigators with a picture of the storage room where materials had been held inside Mar-a-Lago. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A two-time independent candidate for governor of Maine will spend 9 months in jail for possession of child pornography. Elliot Cutler was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty to possession of sexually explicit material involving a child under the age of 12. The Empire State Building will shine in the colors of the Union Jack tonight in honor of the coronation of King Charles III on Saturday. The red, white, and blue that will light up New York's most famous building will preview Britain's first coronation in 70 years. Dave Collins, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.